way we'd win it by a couple of hundred thousand.
Huh?
If we had chance of another ticket, we'd have won it by a couple of hundred thousand.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what happened is I couldn't get him in here.
Yeah.
He was downstate, as I was telling you.
Yeah.
He didn't come in until November 1st, and then he came in for about 2 hours and made two stops. And you remember, you went all through downstate and went into East St. Louis and St. Clair, which is good Democratic territory. You went into Harrisburg, you went into Jory, you went into Rock Island. So did John Kenny, but God damn it, those people around them wouldn't let him come in here. I think they were going to pass us up entirely, but we gave them a hell of a battle. We still carried them in Chicago ahead of John F. Kennedy. We got 60, close to 62% of the votes for him.
Well, they called me and don't know about
that. Yourself, I thought you made the best goddamn talk of the campaign on Sunday night. I don't know, because I've been selling to you right away all along, what the hell is the matter that they didn't have in that speech you made in New York in which you recited your record was two of the gems, in my opinion, of the whole campaign.
Well,
God damn it, when you're pleading with fellas, and I told them it was going to be close, I asked them to come in on the 15th and 14th downstate and make those trips through all those industrial centers. And if he did, we would have done it. We still are battling for it, but we're slipping pretty much because we're not getting the support in the downstate industrial centers, East St. Louis and Madison County and those places where I wanted them to come across them, even from St. Louis. He was in St. Louis twice, and I pleaded with him to come across and spend some time in Illinois.
Did you lose any tough ones locally?
No, we won everything locally. We won all the judges, we won all the county candidates, we won the state's attorney. We won three of the state candidates and blew the senator, and blew, of course, he blew himself and blew the governor. The senator went off by himself, and he ended up, he could have won state hitch, but he was off the reservation, and he was with all those other fellas. There was more goddamn division within our party. Our own people were the ones that were.
How'd your governor come out?
Our governor blows it by about 70,000. But you see, he was a downstater, and I expected that he'd get some pretty good support from downstate, but he didn't get it. We sent him out of here by 250,000, which should be enough to win. And they crept up on him, but we really gave him a goddamn battle in the city. And they had everything going for them. They had 3 and 6 watchers in every precinct, in every Democratic ward. We were fighting all day with them. They were trying to take over the election machinery, and they were stealing right and left out in the suburbs and out in the DuPage County and all those other counties in which I thought Shapiro had them covered, but he's never got damn soul out there.
We put up a good fight, Dick, and we did our best. And
You would have breezed in. You would have, and I honest to God, you would have won, and because you presented the thing. You fought. You were a pussyfooting. You were, I think, comes out here Friday and makes a talk in which he talked about the convention, and we're all sorry what happened in Chicago. Well, we're not sorry. Mistakes were made, that's one thing, but goddamn it, you don't be reminding an audience of 25 or 30,000 all Democrats that we regret what happened in the city. I didn't know what the hell was the matter. See, I think they were ducking us entirely. I don't think they were going to come out here. They told me there was some discussion, but he was even going to come on the 1st. That was because of the fear, I guess, of these other people that must have had his ear.
Well,
but I thought with everything, we gave him a hell of a contest. It was supposed to be a landslide, and it turned out to be the other way. And if he came in just one day and spent it downstate, I'm convinced it would have been enough to the other way.
Well, we'll just pray for the best, and I'll be seeing
you. Well, we got a great party. If you do your speech on Sunday and your record, goddammit, no one was saying a word about it other than yourself, about the great domestic program, and about your decisions, and about your judgment, and about your courage, and about your guts, and your charity, and all that. That's what won for him here in Chicago. We sold the Jansen program to all our wards. Every time we'd have a meeting, I'd go into a discussion about the Jansen program and pinpoint what had been done. We carry the Jansen program. That's the one, the Chicago wards for them.
Well, you're wonderful, and I appreciate you calling,
well,
man.
Well, you're feeling good.
Yeah, I've got a little husky throat.
Grandchild, you must be happy about that.
Oh, we sure are. Good Lord's been good to us. We just get our boys back. Why?
Well, you know I'm always a Jansen man.
I know.
What the hell happens or where it goes.
I know that, Dick.
And we'll stand and we'll fight and we'll reorganize this party. They talk about what they're going to do to reorganize the goddamn party. They better get some people with some courage in the party.
That's right.
That'll stand for something and not be a goddamn weather vane that's blown back and forth and everything that's said. But well, I just wanted to say hello to you, pal.
You're wonderful. You're wonderful, and I'll be talking to you, Dick.
Thank you, Preston.
Waiting.